Welcome to part 3 of our holographic reality. My name is Suzanne Carroll with Multidimensional Meditations. My website is www.multidimensions.com. In part 1, we talked about how we are the creators of our holographic earth. And in part 2, we talked about how we choose our reality by choosing the frequency of our consciousness. Whether that be a choice within the many sub-realities of our third-dimensional life, or choosing the reality of being a planet, a solar system, a galaxy, or even the cosmos. You see, when we expand our consciousness, we simultaneously expand our sense of self to embrace more and more of our reality. Our reality has moved through the evolutionary markers, many evolutionary markers, but it has not remembered to accept a higher frequency of light into its holographic being with each accomplishment. In other words, our self-esteem has not caught up with our accomplishments. We've come a long ways in the last 10,000 years. Now, we need to own our victories. Self-esteem is gained through owning our victories and accepting the greater responsibility that comes with each accomplishment. As we raise our self-esteem by owning and attending to the higher frequency of light, we raise our self-esteem into the spiritual, intelligent, creative force that we indeed are. For we are our creator self. It is with this acknowledgement of our true, most powerful self that we can move out of the illusion that we are just a third-dimensional human and into the truth that we are great spiritual beings who have chosen to log into a hologram of a third-dimensional reality. When we first chose to lower a portion of our being into this hologram, we had to take in lower and lower frequencies and the frequencies of lower and lower dimensions of light. Light, which is spirit, intelligence, and creativity, in order to ground our being in the hologram of matter. Now, as we return to our true self, we will transmute our matter so that we can also resonate to its innate higher frequency of light. Humanity's challenge is to stay in love and release fear. As love creates a sense of safety and unity, which expands our consciousness, fear, on the other hand, creates a sense of anxiety and separation, which restricts our consciousness. Our aura literally expands to share our love and constricts to protect our body from the source of fear. As we download the higher dimensional light into our consciousness, we must slowly and carefully integrate it into our earth vessel, our physical body, so that we do not overload our body and cause it damage. In other words, when we download the higher frequency light into our holographic computer body, we must open the file and allow it to integrate into all the old files. It is in this matter that we can raise our consciousness back to our true selves. Downloading the higher light is much like downloading a new operating system. The old operating system is basically survival-based beta wave consciousness, in which our control center, our locus of control, is outside of our sense of self. The new operating system, which we are currently downloading, is based on alpha wave consciousness and beyond into our theta wave and delta wave consciousness, in which our locus of control is within our ever-expanding sense of self. Just as a computer is not operational while it is changing its operation system. Our ability to function in mundane life is diminished while we are in the process of changing our operating system. The long process of downloading the higher frequency of the light of our soul self into our consciousness and into our earth vessel has created many symptoms of transformation in our body, our behavior, and in the reality that we are constantly creating. Therefore, many of us are feeling very fatigued and wish only to take a break and live a calmer, more peaceful life. This feeling is one of the first signs that our operating system is integrating into our old files of hard work and suffer long. Before we continue, let's talk a bit about the different frequencies of brainwaves and the consciousness that goes with that. When we are in our beta wave consciousness, we are focused primarily on our outside reality. So take a moment and allow yourself to think about your outside reality, not from inside of yourself, but from them. The them that tell us that we must do this, the them that tell us that we must do that, this bill that has to be paid, this report that has to be made. Allow yourselves to feel all that. Now, the beta wave consciousness allows us to pick from the myriad stimuli that affect us every second of our lives and to categorize it into what it is that we are choosing to do or what it is that we have to do right now. So you might feel a little uncomfortable with this, thinking about all the things we have to do. Now, let's switch into alpha wave consciousness. So for alpha wave consciousness, think about something that you love to do, that you choose from inside yourself, that you enjoy to do. Let's say it's taking a walk in beautiful nature. So imagine yourself taking a walk on Gaia's lovely land in whatever area that you like. Feel yourself as you are feeling the nature around you. At the same time, you are active, so your eyes are open. You are focusing on where you're walking. You are focusing on what you are seeing. But the beauty around you allows you to have creative thoughts that perhaps you may not have while you're stuck in traffic. Allow yourself to take a long, slow, deep breath and take in the beauty of your surroundings and feel how your brain waves shift into alpha wave. Now, theta wave is known as shaman consciousness. With theta wave, our eyes are mostly closed. In fact, they're always closed because we are focusing only on inside of ourselves. Therefore, we put our body in a safe place where we're not in the way of anyone, where we know we'll have privacy and some time to really take a journey deep into ourselves and up into our higher realities. Take a long, slow, deep breath and allow yourself to take a long moment inside yourself. Now, if you're driving a car when you hear this, I don't suggest that you actually experience theta waves. Theta waves are something that happens inside of ourselves. Inside, as we journey again into our collective consciousness, our planetary consciousness. It's our collective and planetary consciousness that we can access with our theta waves. Our delta waves are even more deeply inside of ourselves. In fact, the Western world would say that we're in a coma. but an experienced meditator would say that they are having complete union with the One, that they have joined their self, that they have moved into the vortex of nothingness, to be able to move into a state of pure consciousness. While we are undergoing our transformation, it is best that we keep our process in the quiet. A project that is not completed is best kept inside the Creator's mind. A pregnancy that has not come full term needs to be protected like an egg that has not yet hatched. And a house that is not finished is not suitable for inviting guests. Just as a four-cylinder car cannot run on jet fuel, or a low-voltage socket cannot support a 250-watt bulb without short-circuiting the system, our earth vessel cannot initially tolerate the higher frequency of light. Therefore, we are being rewired so that the home of ourself can tolerate and function with a higher frequency of light. Since we are required to remain functional during our change into our new operating system, we must fool our body into believing that everything is the same, while we are simultaneously transforming it to accept a vibration of light far beyond its former capacitance. Constant communication with our true Creator Self is important so that the unconditional love and higher light of our self can serve as a balance for the fear and lower light of everyday life. Our soul self is much like a loving parent who holds their child's bicycle from behind while the child gains enough confidence to believe that they are riding the bike themselves. The parent then lets go when that balance is found. Our body is gradually finding and keeping its own balance. However, in our case, our soul self does not release the bike, but instead, it jumps onto the bike with us. It is the knowledge that our every moment is shared with ourself that allows us to balance the many mundane responsibilities with a long process of personal transformation. As the speed of our transformation advances, our balance is vital, as we must live within our core in order to maintain a constant connection with ourself who holds the manual for care and maintenance of our new operating system. Since our consciousness rules the state of our physical balance, let's take a moment to balance our consciousness. Take a long moment. It's best if you close your eyes for this. Take a long, slow, deep breath. And visualize between your eyes in the center of your forehead on your inner mind screen. There is a pendulum like an old grandfather clock that's swinging back and forth. Take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe in to that pendulum until you can bring it to a stop. Straight up and down. With each breath, find your center. With each breath, feel love. With each breath, calm your consciousness. Clear your thoughts. Release your emotions. Until the pendulum is completely still. Now, pan back your vision of the pendulum so that you can see that directly in front of it is a candle on an old-fashioned copper holder, and on the candle is a flame. Now, you can't just breathe into this flame or you would blow it out. Therefore, you're going to breathe with your mind. So directly with your thoughts, breathe in to that flickering candle, holding your thoughts balanced, calm, peaceful, until the flickering candle stops flickering and the flame is straight up, totally still. When you have done so, just relax and slowly open your eyes. During our integration of the higher frequency light of our new operating system, we will find that just as there are many different frequencies of reality, there are also many different frequencies of our self, which range from our trapped victim survivor self to our fully awakened multidimensional soul self. Our new operating system pulls the locus of control out of our survivor self, who functions primarily on beta wave consciousness, and into our fully awakened self, who functions from our higher states of consciousness. When our locus of control is in the beta wave consciousness of our victim survivor self, our choices or reactions are extremely limited, and the solutions to our ongoing dilemmas seem far away and or impossible. Our old operating system was based on the belief that our source of, quote, electricity, end quote, locus of control, was outside of ourself, whereas our new operating system is based on the strong belief that our locus of control is within our true inner multidimensional self, who is now integrating into our earth vessel rather than residing above it. In other words, to activate our new operating system and integrate it into our daily life, we need to remember our creator self. To function from the core of ourself, we need to stay in the consciousness of Alpha Wave and beyond. In Alpha Wave consciousness, we live from the center of our creative force and primarily give our attention to the higher frequency light and the holographic projection of that frequency, which resonates to love, intelligence, and creativity. Unfortunately, there are still many who actually enjoy fear and treasure the ability to work hard. Hence, it is best if we protect our process by staying in the quiet until we are fully operational. To boast of our process or even to discuss it with those who cannot support us can throw us off balance, as the force of their doubt can ignite a small germ of doubt within ourselves as well. This doubt in our process could interfere with the completion of our integration process. Therefore, allow yourself to know that what you feel inside of you is correct. Allow yourself to know that you are the creator of your reality, that you can choose the frequency of the reality in which you wish to live. Now, how we are able to stay in Alpha is by allowing our most intelligent mind, our most creative self, and the force of our spirit to decide what we want to do, how we choose from the center of ourselves to live our lives. Take a long moment in closing to look deeply into your inner self, your inner desires. What is that thing you always wanted to do? Who is that person you've always wanted to be? Know now that you can make that happen. You are the creator of your holographic reality. Your state of consciousness dictates your thoughts. Your thoughts create your reality. Your ability to love yourself unconditionally is what empowers you to find the courage to create the life of your dreams. You know what it is. You know what you've always wanted. Allow that secret to come forward. Allow yourself to whisper into your heart and tell you, yes, you remember. You remember this is how you've always wanted to live your life. Right now, dedicate your intention towards creating the life that you have always wanted. Have a beautiful life and hope to see you for part 4. Again, my name is Susan Carroll, and you will find me at www.multidimensions.com. Bye-bye.